In the name of the Holy and Unified Trinity. Amen. Well, I've got a letter for you. To my dear friends of Grace Episcopal Church, those sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints in Baltimoresville, together with people everywhere who are likewise called, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank God all the time for you all. In every way you have been enriched in Christ Jesus, in your speech, in your knowledge, just as you show Christ to the world. You lack nothing as you wait for the Lord to be revealed. And God will also strengthen you to the end, so that you may be blameless on the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. God is faithful. By him you were called into the fellowship of his Son, Jesus Christ our Lord. That you didn't expect, where someone positively gushes over you? Or maybe you hear about it from a third party. Maybe it's due to something you put a lot of work into. And maybe it's just about who you are in their eyes. Maybe it's a complete surprise to you. We tend to have a couple of reactions to such a communication. We may be suspicious of their motives or their judgment. Maybe we're waiting for the inevitable other shoe to drop, but maybe we feel like we don't really deserve it. Oh, shucks, it's nothing. But just for a moment, try suspending disbelief. Difficult, I know, but try. Because really, Jesus. From Paul and maybe some others. Jesus had died and been raised from the dead almost a generation ago. So there weren't tons of folks left who actually knew him personally in real life. So the Corinthians didn't know his error. Just like us, the stuff that was going on outside of their little church and the larger society, the attitudes and the practices and the prejudices and so forth, was often the same stuff going on inside the church, just like us in these days of post-Christian society. But despite our flaws, despite our sins, despite our lack of confidence in our possible sanctity, or in our ability to make a noticeable difference, despite even our Episcopalian reluctance to go public with other people about our faith, despite all these things, like the folks in Corinth, we are called to be saints in this place, to show Christ to everybody out there. In our words, in our knowledge, by what we do. And most importantly of all, by who we are with and to them. Now, there's a theologian of the Eastern Orthodox Church named John Zizoulas. He's a Metropolitan Bishop. Metropolitan John writes about the Holy Trinity, the relationship between the persons of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. He writes that the love between the persons of the Trinity is what constitutes their being. It's not an attribute, not something ad hoc. It's what makes them persons. And Zizoulas goes on to suggest that it is as we are made into community with each other, in church and out there, with everyone outside of all. As we're made over in that relationship of love and care with other human beings, growing our circle of concern to include more and different folks. As we do this, we progress at becoming persons like God, like Jesus. Now, the Eastern Church has a long held perspective. The Christian spiritual life is a process of, the word they use is theosis, divinization. It is literally a process of gradually being transfigured, transformed, becoming more and more like God. And as our friend St. Paul writes, you lack nothing to do this. We, right here, right now, are called. We're given boundless grace and fully equipped with what we need. We are enriched in Christ together with all people everywhere else who are likewise called. We can show Christ to the world. In this community of persons, which is the church in this place, and relationship with God and our fellow human beings. It's not incidental or an attribute of being Christ's body of the church. It's core identity. And it's not just local. And one way to avoid the pitfalls and behaviors that resulted in the first letter to the Corinthians being quite so long is to keep in mind that advice from former Archbishop of Canterbury, Roman Williams. Williams once wrote, "We shall not proclaim Christ effectively if we're constantly reverting to what makes us anxious rather than what makes us grateful. We who are called to be saints lack nothing. God will strengthen and is faithful. By him we were called into the fellowship of his Son, our Lord Jesus Christ."